once who there was once a person who climbed the mountain by himself.
他来到一个很惊险、很狭窄的一段路。
Well, he went hiking by himself, and there was a place that was very steep and narrow.
这个旁边就是悬崖。
And next to him there was a big cliff.
他就告诉自己，在这里我要特别小心。
And he told himself that I have to be extra careful here.
万一摔下去呀、啊，就没命。
Because if I fell down, I surely die.
人很奇怪，你有时候要越要小心，越容易出差错。
But it's really strange because the more careful we are, it seems like the more careless we are.
当他心里在这样提醒自己的时候，他脚滑了一下。
And when he was just reminding himself, his foot slipped.
他就往下掉。
And he began to fall.
在这很惊险当中，很慌张的当中，他的本能手就想要去抓东西。
And in this very nervous time, he tried to grab something with his hands.
也就这么巧的，他抓到了一个东西。
Miraculously, he caught onto something. He held onto something.
这个岩石这个峭壁上啊，长了一棵树。
That there was a tree on that grew out of the wall of the cliff.
所以他抓住了，那个树枝还在变化。
And he actually held onto the branch, and he was kind of dangling there in the air.
他往上看，他爬不上去。
And he looked up, and he saw that he could not climb back up.
他往下看，如果要跳下去，他也是没有把握。
He looked down, and he saw that if he were to jump down, surely he would lose his life.
他知道这里这没有人在这里。
He also knew that there was no one around him.
所以他就呼喊主啊，救命啊！
So he yelled out, "Lord, save me!"
因为在这个山谷中啊，所以那回音就在那边，救命啊，救命啊！
And his voice echoed through the valley, "Save me, save me, save me!"
突然间啊，就有一个很严肃、很庄严的声音出现了。
And all of a sudden, there was a noise that appeared.
那声音很庄严，哈，说。就说不要怕。
And he all of a sudden heard a voice saying, "Do not be afraid."
他心中的感觉就是这是神的声音。
And he immediately felt this must be the voice of God.
那声音对他说，把手松开。
And the voice told him, "Let go of your hands."
他再撇过头往下看一看。
And once again, he looked back down.
就这样子沉静了大概30秒钟。
And he calmed himself for about 30 seconds.
声音又来了，救命啊，救命啊。
And once again, he yelled out, "Save me!"
他不敢松手。
Because he was afraid to let go.
我们的生活常常是这样子。
And oftentimes, our lives are like this.
一个基督徒，基督是我们的生命。
That as a Christian, Christ is our life.
我们的生活常常应该是非常的，非常的这样踏实的，很实在的，很，就是说我们很，要怎么讲？就是说我们，
And our lives should be down to earth.
我们应该不应该就是说像很多的人这个我们的心随着这个我们所遭遇的环境这样上上下下。
Our lives should not be like ordinary people where our mood swings with our environment.
但我们很清楚知道这个我们所拜的是真神。
But once we understand that we're worshiping the true God.
神是我们的依靠。
And that God is something is the one we rely on in.
所以我们的生活应该不是这样子高高低，就是说我们的心不是这样起起伏伏的。
And so our hearts will not follow the rises and falls of our lives.
虽然我们说基督是我的生命。
Even though we say that Christ is our life.
但是我们不一定啊， 是过着一个信靠的生活。
But still, we may not be living a life that truly trusts in God.
哦，所以我们也常常像那一个人在喊着救命啊。
So we're often like that person who is yelling, "Save me!" 哦，
请看诗篇三十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇第五节。
Psalm 37, verse 5.
当将你的事交托主，并依靠他，他就必成全。
Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this.
这说我们可以 把事情来交托在神的面前。
Here it tells us that we can commit our ways to the Lord.
那我们可以依靠他。
And also to trust in him.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
那对我们的生活来讲，就是过着这种交托信靠的生活。
And in our lives, we should live a life that trusts in the Lord and we commit our ways to Him.
我们能够信靠主耶稣基督，这是神给我们的应许。
And God promised us that we can trust in our Lord Jesus Christ.
请看以赛亚书四十一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 41.
以赛亚书四十一章第十节。
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10.
你不要害怕，因为我与你同在；不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
Verse 10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
这就是我们为什么能够依靠神的一个很重要的原因。
This is one of the very important points why we can trust in God.
因为这个经节是神给我们的应许。
Because this verse is a promise that God gives us.
是的，在我们生活当中有很多的害怕。
Truly, it is true in our lives there might be many things we're afraid of.
人怕死。
We may be afraid of death.
人怕失败。
We're afraid of failure.
人觉得不安全，所以有害怕。
We're insecure, so we may be afraid.
人对那个没有办法把握的将来也常常存着害怕。
We often fear the future we do not know.
那神告诉我们说，他要用他跟我们的团契来代替，来交换我们的害怕。
But here God says that He will replace our fear with our fellowship with Him.
他要这里说四十一节说，四十一节说，你不要害怕，因为我与你同在。
Verse 10, it tells us that for us not to fear, for God is with us.
这个神跟我们同在，就是一种神要跟我们的一种团契。
And for God to be with us is a fellowship with God.
我们可以去分享。这个神的能力
we can share upon the power of God.
我们能够跟他来 跟神来来分享他的丰富。
We can share upon the abundance of God.
对这些死啦、失败啦、将来啦，神都有给我们很好的应许。
And toward death or failure.Or the future, God has already promised us many things.
比如说对这个死来说。
For example, toward death.
请看腓立比书第一章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第一章二十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 21.
保罗说，因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Here Paul says, for to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain.
这保罗说死了是一种 gain, 是一种获得啊。
Here Paul says to die is gain.
一般人说死了就是 lose, 就是损失掉了。
And normally a person, when they think of death, they think of to lose everything.
但是一个基督徒是说得着益处，是得着啊。
But for a Christian, to die actually means we're gaining something.
那前面一句话当然是重要的。保罗说，因为我活着就是基督。
And of course, what Paul says in the beginning, to live as Christ is also very important.
就是常常有神的同在。
And that means to constantly have the abidance of God.
常常跟神有一个对的关系，好的关系。
To often have a very good relationship with God.
那么死对我们来讲不是一件害怕的事情。
And to die is not something we should be afraid of.
当然我们不是说故意去死，说不怕死。
Of course, that does not mean that we're fearless and we look for death.
只是说死这件事情对我们来讲，我们不是以一种恐惧去面对。
But rather, fear, death is not something that we fear to, we have to face one day.
因为死对一个基督徒来讲是一种另外一个层面的一个获得。
Because death is only another
gain in the other aspect.
As a gain in another aspect.
就是要领受那好的无比的。
And that gain is to receive the eternal life that is so wonderful.
在我们生活当中，我们有很多让我们觉得很困惑、很沮丧的事情。
And there are many things that might cause us to be anxious and distressed.
所以，这个以赛亚书四十一章第十节说，你不要惊慌。
That's why in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, it tells us that we should not be dismayed.
这个遇到我们不喜欢的事情，我们又不明白啊，会让我们觉得很 dismay， 让我们觉得很沮丧、很惊慌。
And when we encounter things that we do not like, often we will feel dismayed.
真的很多事情你实在想不清楚，为什么会是我
？And a lot of things we often ask the question, why me?
你会想说，神啊，你为什么让它发生
？Or why does this thing happen to me, Lord?
有时候真的你再怎么想你想不出一个原因来。
And no matter how hard we think, we might never find a reason.
但是这里神说啊，你不用这样子的啊，这样的惊慌困惑，因为我是你的神。
But here God tells us that we should not be dismayed, for I am your God.
就是无论如何，我们属于他。
That no matter what, we belong to God.
是的，有很多事情我们真的不了解。
And true, there are many things we do not understand.
是的，很多的事情你实在是不愿意它发生在你身上。
And true, there are many things that we do not wish for to happen upon to us.
但是不晓得为什么它发生了。
But yet they still do.
那我们为什么能够得安慰呢？
Then how can we receive comfort?
没有答案，你为什么能够就是说能够去面对呢？
That seemingly without an answer, we can still overcome these problems.
因为神对我们说，我是你的神。
Because God said, I am your God.
因为我们还是属于他。
And we still belong to God.
所以无论如何，我们是属于神。
That no matter what happens, we belong to God.
这就是一个最大的安慰。
And this is the greatest comfort.
其实，在我们人的生活当中，很多时候也是这样子。
And in our daily lives, it is very much the same.
有时候我们跟我们的，比如说我们跟我们的孩子，你也没有办法跟他解释得清楚。
And for example, toward our children, sometimes it is impossible for us to explain something clearly.
我们就只有跟他安慰说，没关系，只要爸爸在，妈妈在，你不用烦恼。
Or to comfort them completely, all we can truly say when they are sad is that.Do not be afraid because your dad and your mother are here. There's nothing for you to be afraid of.
有时候就是因为我们属于我们的父母亲，我们真的不再困惑，我们得到安慰。
And truly, as children, it is due to our parents that we do not fear. We're no longer dismayed.
真的，在我们小时候，有很多大人的事情，我们真的是不清楚、不明白的。
And we can remember when we were small that there are many things we do not understand.
但是只是因为我们属于爸爸、属于妈妈。好，我们就安心了。
But it's because we belong to our father and mother that gives us comfort.
在我们生活当中，我们有很多的软弱。
And in our lives, we also have many weaknesses.
我们有病痛的软弱。
We have our health may be weak.
我们有生活当中人与人之间的问题所带来的软弱。
That we might be weak due to problems we have with relationships with others.
那神应许我们说，他要用他的力量来换我们的软弱。
And here, Paul tells us that He will use his strength to replace our weakness.
哦，他说我必坚固你。
Saying that he will strengthen us.
是的，你是软弱的，但是我是给你力量来坚固你。
That even though we may be weak, but God will give us strength to strengthen us.
遇到失败的时候，常常是我们最软弱的时候。
And especially in times of our failures, it's probably the weakest times in our lives.
哦，有时候在失败当中，我们甚至想要放弃了。
And when especially in those times of great failures, we lose hope.
啊，但是基督是我们的生命。
But Christ is our life.
哦，他是我们所可以依靠的。
He is the one we can trust in.
因为他说他要坚固我们。
And he said that he'll strengthen us.
所以我们常常就能够从失败当中再站起来。
That is why many times in failures we can stand once again.
我们可以来依靠主耶稣。
That we can rely in Lord Jesus.
因为有时候我们会觉得很无助。
And many
hopeless and helpless.
And many times we feel helpless.
我们周遭感谢神有很多爱我们。
And thank God that there are many around us who love us.
尤其因为我们是一个基督徒，我们很好相处。
Especially as Christians, we have a very good support.
我们很好跟我们跟人家相处的很好。
Or we have good relationships with others.
所以我们都周遭，我们总是很容易碰到好人，碰到很喜欢、很愿意帮助我们的人。
And there are always people who are willing to help us.
那因为我们有很多人很愿意帮助我们，所以我们也总是过着这种很。很喜乐的生活。
And because we know that we have this support of people, we live a joyous life.
但是在人生当中啊，也总是会有那种别人帮不上忙的时候。
But there are also times in our lives where no one can help us.
那个时候啊，我们会觉得更加的无助。
And at those times, we'll feel even more helpless.
通常你都会有帮助，突然。没有，就是说人家帮不了忙的时候，那个感觉那种无助感会很深。
That normally we have a help or support, but in those times when we do not have help, those times strike the deepest.
但是这里神应许我们说，我必帮助你。
But here God promises He will strengthen us.
他要用他的帮助来换我们的无助。
That He will use His help to replace our helplessness.
这是。因为基督是我们的生命
，because Christ is our life。
所以我们的生活是过着一个有依靠的生活。
So our life is a life of trust。
人有时候会是帮不了忙。
And there are times when the help of men may fail。
我爱你，但是我实在帮不了你。
Or even though they may love us very much, but they cannot help us anymore。
那再加上说，人的帮助常常是很有限的。
And also the help of men are also is very limited.
有时候人已经尽了力，但是在我们的感觉是一好像一点感觉也没有。
Where people have already tried very hard, but for us it feels like nothing has happened.
但是好在神说他要帮助我们。
But it says here that God will help us.
那不但这样子，神还应许我们说，他必用他公义的右手。来扶持我们。
Here it also says that he will uphold us with his righteous right hand.
我们在生活当中啊，一个很大的问题就是，我们常常会有那种亏欠的感觉，就是 lacking， 没有不完全的感觉。
And another thing is that in our lives we might have times where we feel incomplete.
当你如果有很深的这种我不够好不完全的时候，这对你来讲会造成一个很大的这种这种压力。
Or when we feel incomplete or lacking in self-confidence, this may be a great pressure to us.
为什么有人会有这种所谓的这种忧郁症哈 ，depression？
Yeah. And why some people will have depression is
有些原因就是一直觉得自己没有做好，一直觉得说自己不够好。
Is that person constantly feels that they are not good enough, that they do not do things good enough?
我们很认真的在查考圣经。
And we study the Bible we study the Bible.
那我们所知道的对的事情比别人还多，标准还高。
Our standard for ourselves is higher than others, and we know the.
那我们跟别人一样带着血肉之体。
But we still carry the same flesh as other people do.
那么我们是不是一个基督徒是不是很容易有忧郁症呢？
Is it true then for a Christian to be constantly depressed?
你的标准很高，你又做不到，这是很大的压力。
Where we are, our standards are incredibly high, but and we cannot meet the standards, this is a pressure.
你又觉得我是不好的，我是不义的。
And we think of ourselves as not good and unrighteous.
但是我们不会成为忧郁症的人。
But yet we will not fall into depression.
因为啊，这个主耶稣他要帮助我们。
Because Lord Jesus will help us.
另外啊，他的公义要来换我们的不义。
And again, his righteousness will replace our unrighteousness.
所以他这里用右手扶持我们，他特别再加上一个公义的右手。
And here, that's why it says, especially says, his righteous right hand will uphold us.
是的，我们人再怎么努力啊，我们是不够完全的。
And truly, if we just strive ourselves, we will never become complete.
这是要让我们能够更加谦卑的来到神的面前。
And this allows us to come before God humbly.
让他公义的右手来扶持我们。
That is through His righteous right hand that He lifts us up.
他的义来代替我们的不义。
That His righteousness will replace our unrighteousness.
这是何等大的一个福气。
And this is a great blessing.
而且他还帮助我们能够一步一步的来长进。
And not only that, but He'll help us step by step for us to improve.
真的，我们是能够一天比一天更好、更完全。
And truly, every day we can improve and become better.
因为他公义的右手在扶持着我们。
And it's all because of His righteous right hand lifting us up.
这就是神给我们的一个应许。
This is the promise that God has given us.
这个以赛亚书41:10是我们每一个人都需要的，而且可以领受的。
And Isaiah chapter 40 verse 10 mentions things that we all need and that we can all partake in.
所以这个主耶稣基督是我们可以去完全信靠他的。
And Lord Jesus is someone that we can rely on.
那既然是这样子，我们就要在我们的生活当中常常有信心的来回答说是。
That's why in our lives we constantly have to be confident of our response, saying yes.
因为他是我们的依靠。
Because Lord Jesus is our reliance.
对主耶稣的能力，我们要回答说是的。
And toward the power of Lord Jesus, we have to say yes.
请看马太福音九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音九章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 28.
耶稣进了房子，瞎子来到他跟前。耶稣说：“你信我能做这事吗？”他说：“主啊，我们信。”
28. When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him and he asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied.
主耶稣刻意的问瞎眼的人说：“你相信我能做这个事吗？”
Lord Jesus asked the blind men, saying, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?"
他们所表现的是：“是的，你是可以依靠的主。”
And they said, "Yes, you are the one we rely on."
所以他们回答说：“主啊，我们信。”
And they replied, "Yes, Lord."
主耶稣成为我们的依靠。
Lord Jesus is the one we rely on.
我们要对主耶稣的能力说是。
And toward the question of whether Lord Jesus can or cannot, we have to believe that He can.
我们要对主耶稣的旨意也是一样回答说是。
And the same is toward God's will. We have to say, "Yes, Lord."
请看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章二十六节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 26.
父啊，是的，你的美意本是如此。
26. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure.
这中文圣经里头说 good pleasure 有这是你美好的意思在的那种含义。
And in the Chinese, or it says here that this is your good pleasure, or your good will.
我们对神的旨意啊，我们总是回答说是的。
And towards God's will, we also say yes, Lord.
当然在 有一些的情形之下，我们还不明白这个完全的明白神的旨意。
Even though there are times when we do not fully understand God's will.
但是我们已经可以信靠他。
But we know that we trust in God.
我们当然凡是遇到事情，我们自己反省一下。
And whenever we encounter something, we can reflect.
从这反省当中啊，让我们能够更加的长进。
And through this reflection, it can cause us to improve and grow.
然后我们就不需要让自己生活在这种还没有解、还不明白的这一种困扰里头。
And no longer will we be uncertain in the things that we have to face.
我们很乐意的、很勇敢的来接受神给我们的安排。
That joyfully and boldly we accept the things that God has given us.
好像这里主耶稣所说的说，父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
And just like verse 26, we say, Yes, Father, for this is your good pleasure.
这也就是保罗所说的凡事感谢。
And this is what Paul says, that we should give thanks at all times.
有的翻译本说 thanks in everything.
In everything.
不是 for everything.
And there are some translations where it says we should give thanks in everything and not for everything.
今天我得了一个，比如说今天我说车祸好了，我发生了一个车祸。
For example, today I got into an accident.
这是一件很不愉快的事情。
This is something that is not good.
我不是为了这个车祸我来感谢神。
I do not thank God for the accident.
而是我遇见了这个车祸，我还是感谢神。
But rather, I had an accident, yet I still thank God.
在任何情况之下，我感谢神。
That we give thanks in everything.
不是说为所有的事情感谢神。
Not we give thanks for everything.
当然，我不会说不是叫我们说发生车祸了还为了发生车祸来感谢神。
And it's not to say that we give thanks for the accident.
而是说在任何的情况之下，我们还是感谢神。
But rather, it's in any situation we thank God.
在任何的情况之下，神是值得赞美、值得感谢的。
That in any situation, God is worthy of our praise and worthy of our thanks.
那么这种生活是不是很美呢？
And isn't this a wonderful life?
这种生活是不是心中很安、很平安呢？
And isn't this a sign that we have a peace in our hearts?
所以我们对神的旨意要说是。
So towards God's will, we also have to say yes, Lord.
再请看马太福音十五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十五章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 15 verse 27。
二十七节，妇人说：“主啊，不错，但是狗也吃他主人桌子上所掉下来的碎渣儿。”
27. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table.
迦南的妇人，她也是回答说：“是的。”
And here the Canaanite woman also replies, "Yes."
这是我们所熟悉的一个故事。
This is a story we are all very familiar with.
我们说主耶稣其实是在试验这一位迦南的妇人。
We can say that Lord Jesus was testing this Canaanite woman.
有时候主耶稣也会给我们考试一下。
And Lord Jesus can also test us.
所以在这个试验当中、试炼当中、考试当中，我们也是要回答说是的。
And in this test, we also have to respond, Yes, Lord.
好像这个迦南的妇人，她对主耶稣说：“是的。”
Just like how the Canaanite woman replied in verse 27, Yes, Lord.
因为主耶稣他是我们的依靠。
Because Lord Jesus is our reliance.
所以在考试当中，我们能够对他说是的。
So in when we are tested, when we can say yes.
对神一切的应许。我们也是说阿们。
That we say amen toward all of God's promises.
这是在哥林多后书一章二十节。
And this is in First Corinthians chapter 20.
哥林多后书一章二十节。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20.
保罗说神的应许无论有多少在主耶稣基督里头都是肯定的都是阿们。
that no matter how many promises that God has made, they're all yes in Christ.
神的应许或许现在还没有实现在你的身上。
That even though God's promises have not yet realized themselves on, in our lives,
哦，但是我们已经可以说阿们。
But yet we can still say amen.
哦，因为主耶稣基督是我们的依靠。
Because Lord Jesus is our, is our reliance.
哦，神既然应许在基督里头就会是实在的。
That all the promises made from God will come true.
那对神对我们的好，对这个神的要求啊，我们也可以说是的。
And also toward the what God wants us to do, we can also say yes.
请看约翰福音二十一章。
We can look at John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章十五节。
John chapter 21 verse 15.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”
Here, verse 15. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know I love you. I love you."
主耶稣要求彼得说：“你要爱我比爱这些更多。”
Peter required, Jesus required Peter that Peter must love Jesus more than these.
彼得的回答。他说是是的，肯定的。
And Peter replied, "Yes, Lord."
再看十六节。
Let's also look at verse 16.
十五节我刚才还没念完。十五节，耶稣对彼得说：“你喂养我的小羊。”
Verse 15 continues saying, "Jesus said, 'Feed my lambs.'"
十六节。
Verse 16.
耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”
16. Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep."
这是主耶稣对彼得的要求。
This is another requirement of Peter.
彼得的回答是马上说：“是的。”
And Peter quickly responded, "Yes, Lord."
因为基督是他的依靠。
Because Jesus was his reliance.
今天有时候我们明白了神对我们有什么要求，什么托付。
And today when we understand what God requires of us.
当然我们不是很骄傲的说没问题。
Of course we do not boastfully say no problem.
我们如果很骄傲的说没问题，其实就很有问题。
And because if we say no problem in a boastful way, then there may be a problem.
我们是因为基督是我的依靠，所以我们说是的，主，我愿意去做。
But rather it's because we rely on Lord Jesus, we say, yes, Lord, we will do it.
对主耶稣的再来，我们也是回答是的。
And toward the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ, we also say, yes, Lord.
请看启示录二十二章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20.
二十节证明这事的说是的，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Verse 20, he who testifies to these things says, "Yes, I am coming soon." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
约翰对主耶稣的再来，他的回答也是是的，我愿主啊，我愿你来。
And here, John's reply to Lord Jesus coming again, John said, "Yes, Lord, come."
为什么约翰能够这样子的这样的回答这个主耶稣的再来
？How is John able to say to Lord Jesus, "Come"?
如果明天主耶稣要来。
If Lord Jesus is to come tomorrow,
我们是不是能够说主啊，这个我愿你来。
Can we say Amen, come?
那就看我们在平常的生活里头，我们是不是依靠主耶稣。
And this is dependent upon whether or not we rely on the Lord in our daily lives.
如果我们是依靠主耶稣，我们就能够好好的将道理在生活当中。
If we are able to, then we will also act out the words of God in our lives.
说实在的，为什么我们会不希望主耶稣明天就来？
And simply speaking, if we do not wish Lord Jesus to come tomorrow,
因为我们不晓得我们能不能站在耶稣的面前,
and it's because we do not know whether or not we can stand before Lord Christ.
我们觉得道理不好守,
perhaps we feel that the truth is too hard to keep.
我们常常觉得说我做不到,
perhaps we feel that is we cannot keep it.
为什么? 因为我们不能够完全的去依靠主耶稣,
and it's because we do not completely trust in the Lord.
保罗说我靠着那个加给我力量的,
and Paul said that he relies in the Lord, he can do all things.
基督是保罗的生命,
that Christ is the life, that,
啊,
that for Paul, Christ is his life.
哦, 所以保罗, 所以基督也成为保罗的依靠,
so therefore, Christ becomes his trust.
哦, 那保罗依靠主耶稣, 所以他就能够很实在的,
and because Paul trusts in the Lord, he is able to faithfully follow the words of God.
哦, 所以像保罗他们都能够很肯定地说, 主啊, 我愿意你来。
That's why Paul is able to say with confidence, Lord, please come.
那依靠, 要能够完全地依靠主耶稣, 这个就又跟我们的信心有关系。
And to completely trust in the Lord, this also has to do with our faith.
哦, 当那一个人很清楚地听到说把你的手松开,
when that person heard the voice to tell him to release his hands,
哦, 在这个之前他听到说你不要怕, 他的感觉就知道说这是神的声音,
that when he heard the voice, do not be afraid, he knew that voice was from God.
哦, 在这样的肯定的情形之下, 他没有办法松手,
but yet even with even that, even though he was sure, he was still unable to release his hands.
因为没有那个信心来依靠,
because he did not have the faith to fully trust in God.
他所看到的是我离地面还相当的一段距离,
he only trusted in what he saw was at the distance from him to the ground.
我如果这样松手掉下去, 我会丧失生命,
if he let go of the branch, he will definitely lose his life.
所以我们如何让我们能够 完全的依靠主耶稣。
So how are we able to completely trust in the Lord?
啊, 我们要努力来追求信心的长进。
We have to strive to grow in faith.
那我们从圣经里头来看到几个项目来帮助我们信心的长进。
And let's study some examples in the Bible to help encourage us how to grow in faith.
啊, 当然我们要常常向主耶稣的门徒说, 求主加添我们的信心。
Of course, we have to be like the disciples of Lord Jesus saying, please add on to our faith.
哦, 另外我们人尽我们人的本分去努力。
And, on the other hand, we also have to do our best to also grow.
啊, 第一个我们要将我们的脚站在磐石上。
First, we have to establish our feet and make sure it's standing on the rock.
请看诗篇40篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 40.
诗篇40篇第二节。
Psalm 40, verse 2.
他从祸坑里,从淤泥中把我们拉上来, 使我们脚立在磐石上, 使我脚步稳当。
Verse 2, he lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand.
这里说, 这个脚如果是站在磐石上啊, 这个脚步就非常的稳当。
Here it says that when the feet are on the rock, the person can stand firmly.
我们知道这磐石在圣经里常常就是指着神, 指着主耶稣,
and this rock in the Bible often refers to God and Lord Jesus Christ.
所以大卫的诗说, 神啊, 你是我的磐石。
That's why in a psalm, David said that the Lord is his rock.
哦, 我们的脚如果站在磐石上, 我们就非常的稳固。
That if we are able to stand on this rock, we will stand firmly.
哦, 就是我们能够有一个坚强的信心。
And we'll have a strong faith.
哦, 所以我们不要离脚不要离开磐石,
and our feet cannot leave this rock.
哦, 所以说要站在门内, 站在门的那底面,
and we have to stand inside of the door.
哦, 就是我们要 不离开这属灵的团体。
So we do, and that mean also means that we do not leave the spiritual body.
不离开耶稣，不离开道理，不离开教会。
We do not leave the church. We do not leave the truth. We do not leave Lord Jesus.
这样我们的信心才会长进，才会坚强。
And then our faith will grow and grow stronger.
请看希伯来书十二章。
Let's also look at Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
前面。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, and the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
这里告诉我们说要仰望，我们要仰望主耶稣。
Here it tells us to fix our eyes on Jesus.
我们要有像鹰的眼睛一样的、啊、来仰望主耶稣。
We have to have eagle eyes and set our eyes on Jesus.、
哦、这个老鹰的一个很大的特点就是它的眼睛。
The eagle, one of the characteristics of an eagle is its keen vision.、
哦、它在很高的高空，它可以看到地上的猎物。
That from very high above, he can see the little animals scouring on the ground.
它的眼睛非常的锐利。
It has a very keen vision.
今天我们生活在这个啊这个混乱吵杂的这个社会里头。
And today we live in a very chaotic and corrupted society.
啊，我们的眼睛要像鹰的眼睛。
We have to have eagle eyes.
哦，让我们能够看到主耶稣。
So that we can clearly see our Lord Jesus.
我们要仰望着主耶稣。
And fix our eyes upon him.
啊，但是很可惜，我们人常常只是会看到人。
Often, but unfortunately, we often set our eyes upon other people.
哦，那人又有一个很大的弱点，不看人的长处好处，总是容易看到人的缺点。
And we also have another bad habit is that when we see other people, we only focus on their shortcomings.
哦，那常常就因为看人而让自己的信心退步了。
And because of all of this, when we see other people, we take a backward steps in our faith.
如果我们只是看别人的软弱，看别人的缺点，我们信心不会长进。
And if we only focus on the shortcomings of other people, our faith cannot grow.
我们要有鹰的眼睛看得远。
We have to have eyes of an eagle and see far.
要仰望主耶稣基督。
And fix our eyes upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
常常是看耶稣而不是看人。
And often set our eyes upon God and not man.
否则的话我们挥不上去。
Otherwise we cannot spread our wings and fly high.
我们的生活就只是跟一般的世人没有什么两样。
And our lives will be just like the common man.
我们没有办法有一个超越的生活。
We cannot have a life that surpasses the world.
有一次有一个动物学家他经过一个村庄。
One time there was a zoologist who passed through a
village.
A village.
他发现一个很奇怪的事情。
And he saw something very strange and peculiar.
他看到一群鸡里头有一只、啊、比较大的。
He saw that amongst a coo, a chicken, he saw one that was a little bigger.
他再仔细一看那是一只鹰。
And he saw that was not a chicken, but it was an eagle.
那只鹰很奇怪，也跟那些鸡一样，嘴巴在地上这样甩来甩去，在啄东西。
And that eagle was acting very peculiarly because it was acting like a chicken.
那农夫刚好就在那里。
And the farmer was nearby.
他就对那农夫说，那个体型庞大，那个是鹰啊，怎么在那里？
And the farmer, zoologist asked the farmer, isn't that an eagle amongst your chicken?
那农夫说，不是，它是鸡。
And but the farmer said, no, that's a chicken.
对这个动物学家来讲，它明明是一只鹰。
But to the zoologist, obviously it was an eagle.
原来这只鹰啊，这小鹰它受伤了，农夫把它抱回来，把它这个医治，然后跟它的鸡养在一起。
And it was because the farmer, a long time ago, the eagle was hurt when it was small, and the farmer took in this eagle and raised it with the chickens.
就这只鹰就。跟这些鸡过同样的生活。
And does eagle live the same life as a chicken?
整天就在地上里，在地上找食物。
And all day long, he would follow the chickens and peck for food on the ground.
这个动物学家心里很不舒服。
And the zoologist felt very uncomfortable.
他就把鹰抱起来。
And he took the eagle.
他就说你是鹰啊，你不是鸡。
He was holding it, saying, "You're an eagle, you're not a chicken."
哦，你住的地方是你住的地方是在是在岩石上，是在高速上。
That you do not belong here, but you belong on a high mountain.
哦，你应该在高空飞翔。
And you belong in the air, flying.
哦，他就把它丢出去。
So he took the eagle and he threw it in the air.
啊，这个鹰就拍了几下翅膀，它又跳到地上来。
And this eagle tried to flap his wings a few times, but landed on the ground.
啊，这农夫就哈哈大笑说：“我告诉你嘛，它是一只鸡。
”And the farmer laughed, "Ha ha ha! I told you it was a chicken."
啊，这个动物学家在他的专业的领域里头啊，他实在是不能够承认。
And toward a zoologist in all his knowledge, it was very hard for him to.Acknowledge this.
哦，所以那一天晚上啊，他没有睡好。
So that night he could not sleep.
哦，他想办法来证明这是一只鹰。
He tried to find ways to prove that bird was an eagle.
所以隔天一大早，他又来找这个农夫。
So the next morning, very early, he once again looked for the farmer.
我说你那一只体型庞大的鸡，再借我一下。
And he said that.He said to the farmer, let me borrow once again that abnormally looking chicken.
那时候太阳已经出来了。
And that time, the sun was already in the sky.
这一次啊，这个动物学家就跑到屋顶上。
So this farmer, the zoologist, climbed to the top of the roof.
他把那个鹰的眼睛啊，给它朝向阳光。
And he made the eagle look toward the sky.
让那个阳光刺激这鹰的眼睛。
And looked toward the sun and allowed the sunlight to pierce the eyes of the eagle.
他再次对鹰讲说：“你是属于天空的。”
And he once again told the eagle, "You belong in the sky."
你不属于这个地上。
You do not belong on the ground.
哦，你要高飞在空中。
You should spread your wings and soar.
哦，他就再次的把它丢出去。
And once again, he threw the eagle.Into the air.
啊，这一次这个鹰就拍拍翅膀就往上飞了。
And this time the eagle spread his wings and began to fly.
啊，今天我们是能够飞的鹰呢，还是在地上的鹰
？So today, are we an eagle that can fly, or are we an eagle that just spends its time on the ground?
啊，我们要有信心飞起来。
We have to have faith and to fly.
啊，我们要。仰望主耶稣。
We have to focus our eyes on Lord Jesus.
啊，我们要能够有信心的来依靠主耶稣。
We have to have faith to trust in Lord Jesus.
再来，我们要有一个快听的耳朵。
The next is that we have to have ears to quickly listen, that quickly listen.
哦，听主耶稣的声音。
So we can hear the voice of our Lord Jesus.
哦，主耶稣说他是好牧人。
Lord Jesus said that he is a good shepherd.
哦，他的羊听他的声音。
That His sheep will know his voice.
哦，今天有太多的声音在我们的周遭。
Today there are a lot of noise everywhere.
啊，汽车的声音，这个音乐的声音，吵杂的声音。
Noise from cars, noise from music.
我们不要让主耶稣的声音被挡住了。
Let's not allow these noise to overcome the noise of our Lord, to overcome the voice of our Lord Jesus.
听不到主耶稣的声音。信心没有办法长进。
Because if we cannot hear the voice of Lord Jesus, our faith will also not grow.
听不到主耶稣的声音，没有办法跟着主耶稣的脚中来行。
If we cannot hear the voice of Lord Jesus, we cannot obey the voice telling us where to go.
我们就没有办法完全的来依靠耶稣。
And we also cannot no longer completely trust and follow the Lord Jesus, our Lord Jesus.
好，我们要我们的手啊，要。这个有一双能够抓牢主耶稣的手。
And we also have to have hands that can grasp on and hold on to Lord Jesus.
不是今天靠主，是永远的靠主。
And we do not trust in Lord today, but rather we trust in Lord for the rest of our lives.
抓住信仰。
And we have to grasp on to our faith.
抓住主耶稣的应许。
We have to grasp on to the promises of our Lord.
抓住主耶稣的教训
，grasp on to the teachings of the Lord，
这样我们的信心才会长进
，and then our faith can grow。
再来，我们很忠心的去传扬主的福音
，and we also have to be very faithful in preaching the Lord, preaching the gospel。
这我们所做的任何的圣工都跟传福音是会有关系的
，because all we do for church has to do with preaching the gospel。
但是我们也应该很刻意的去做传福音的工作。
And we also have to spend time to actually do the work of preaching.
现在我们比如说布道会要来了。
For example, if there is an evangelical service that's coming,
我们有
approaching,
我们有越多越来越多的人能够设计出非常漂亮啊，非常有意思的这个邀请卡。
And we have people who can make very good and effective invitation cards.
哦，但是啊。却很少的人真的能够来发挥这一张设计的这么好的邀请卡。
But if they're not the people to pass out these flyers,
所以难怪我们常常觉得信心不够长进。
And that's why oftentimes we feel that our faith is not growing.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 8。
因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话。
Verse 8, the Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has become known everywhere, therefore we do not need to say anything about it.
这帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，他们的信心是长进的。
Here in the Thessalonian church, their faith is growing.
因为他们在逼迫当中、困难当中，他们还是努力的将主的道来传扬出去。
Because even though they are persecuted, they still are preaching the gospel.
所以我们的信心的长进跟我们做圣工有关系。
So our faith and our holy work has are connected.
尤其传福音能够帮助我们信心长进。
Especially preaching the gospel, it can help our faith grow.
真的，我们常常发现弟兄姐妹信心有很明显的长进，就是在他传福音的时候。
And we can see in brothers and sisters that when the person's faith grows.The person's faith grows through preaching the gospel.
因为这是主耶稣，这是神最重要的工作。
Because this is the most important work of God.
让人能够得救，这是神最大的心愿。
For a soul to be saved, nothing can please God more.
所以神也愿意用最大的赏赐来回报我们。
And God will use the greatest reward to reward us.
就是让我们。信心在长进。
And as for our faith to continually grow.
信心长进了，我们才能够真的去完全的来信靠依靠耶稣。
And only when our faith grows can we draw ourselves closer and trust in God more.
那我们还要一个敏锐的感觉。
And the next is to have a keen awareness.
常常对主的回应是肯定的，是的。
And to always say yes to as a response to the Lord.
只要我们知道这是从神来的。
As long as you know that this comes from the Lord.
我们能够用肯定来回答。
We can always say yes.
在生活当中，我们越来越感觉到一个人他没有办法独立的来生存下去，或者做好每一件事情。
And in our lives, we often find that a person cannot be completely successful on their own.
人需要有所依靠。
And they need people to rely. They need people or things to rely in.
所以每一个人有不同的依靠。
And so that's why everyone trusts in different things.
有人他信赖这个机会。
There are some who trust in opportunity.
有人是依靠财富。
There are some who rely on their wealth.
有人是依靠能力。
There are some who rely on their abilities.
有人是依靠有能力的人。
Some rely on people with abilities.
今天我们是相信依靠永不失败的主耶稣。
But today we believe in our everlasting, never failing God.
因为基督是我们的生命。
Because Christ is our life.
在我们的生活当中就是。我们能够完全的来依靠他。
And in our lives, we have to completely trust in him.
那我们能够完全的依靠他，跟我们的信心有绝对的关系。
And for us to trust in him, it has a direct relationship with our growth in faith.
所以我们要祷告求主耶稣加添我们信心。
So let us pray to God and ask God to add on to our faith.
好，我们自己也来努力追求信心的长进。
And let us also strive hard to grow, to make our faith grow.
我们一起来唱诗400。